As I told our football team, you know, after the game, you know, it's nice to find a way to win when you don't play one of your better football games. I know the Raiders had a lot to do that, and they should be commended for it. But for us to have some of the adversity that we had and still find a way to win says something about the character of your team, and obviously that's what it's all about.
Like, the tight end was a big part of the offense, probably the first time this season.
Yeah, you know, like we said before, sometimes the wide receivers will be there, sometimes the tight ends will be there. All depends on what they're doing.
How much was that penalty on Carr on that special teams when he was out of bounds? How much was that a turning point of the game where Kirkus fumbled the ball and then you get the ball back?
Well, I'd say that was a pretty big turning point. Yeah. I mean, no offense, but it doesn't take a genius to figure out that they get the ball at the 9-yard line or 10-yard line, and they got first down, and they're ahead by 6 points. That could have been a difference in the game. But pardon me?
Could you see him out of bounds?
Oh, I'm not looking out of bounds. I'm looking at the return team.
Mike, how about Jake's ability to play, especially late there in the second half? I mean, he kind of struggled in the first half with his interceptions, but he was able to.
You know, you got to find a way to win, and he made some plays when he had to. You know, even that fourth down and inches play. You know, it looks like an easy routine play, and you got to have a touch, and you got to make the play when it counts. So I was pleased with the whole football team, the way we fought. Like I said, we didn't play one of our better games, and obviously the Raiders had a lot to say about that. But to come in this venue and find a way to get it done when we played like that says a lot about our guys.
Like, why'd you have Mike Mellon active and Cedric active and have the
game? Well, I've told you all along, you know, we evaluate guys week by week, and not that I got a lot of confidence in Mike Bell, a lot of confidence in Cedric. I want to give Damian a chance because he's been practicing very well, and just want to take a look at him, see what he could do. We've got a lot of competition at the running back positions, and obviously Tatum's our starter, and we'll evaluate that week by week and make decisions which direction we're going to go.
You overall pleased with the defense? Obviously they pitched a shutout in the second half and really kept you guys in the game that first half.
Yeah, I was very pleased with the defense and how they fought in the second half. Well, we ran a lead play with that same formation last time we played them, so we thought they might be playing the run, and fortunately they did, and not only was the fullback open, but the tight end was open as well in the back of the end zone. So you still got to make those plays, though. You know, we had the same play, you know, the week before, or 4 weeks before, with Cecil Sapp in the flat, and you still got to make it when it counts. And I was pleased with the throw and the catch.
Was the decision there only about the play, not about the field goal?
No, I was. You guys have been around me long enough to figure that one out.
Like, why should you make the move at right tackle with Meadows?
Same thing. Just take a look at our conversation. We had the running back position and just transferred over to the tackle position. And we try to evaluate these guys all the time and always trying to get our best players on. So we've got some competition. The guys know that they got to keep on fighting week in, week out, practice as well as games. And if one guy we feel deserves the opportunity at least to see what he can do, we'll make that decision, and that's one of the reasons why Adam got a chance to start at the right tackle position.
Are you disappointed in how George has played this year?
No, George has done some good things, but obviously I was disappointed enough to make a change and get a chance to see what Adam could do. And on the positive side, Adam has done a pretty good job in practice and had a couple offsides today, and I can't tell you exactly how he played until I get to film.
Mike, why do you think these games are always as entertaining as they are? They always seem to be good games for Raiders and Broncos.
You know, you have two teams, you know, with a lot of pride fighting against each other. And, you know, I take my hat off to the Raiders. You know, they really fought. The defense played extremely well. Made a bunch of plays. Kept us off balance most of the game. But, like I said, I was pleased to sneak out a victory here and not play one of our better games.
Mike, any hesitation on that replay challenge with Rod's catch? Someone up in the booth see something?
No, it was close. You could see on the scoreboard that it was close. But I didn't think, you know, why not take the chance? But I could see on the replay that he was just, you know, that it wasn't in. But at the time, we couldn't take a look at that, and I didn't think it was a big deal at that time because we had a couple timeouts. Why not take the shot at it?
During that replay, are you kind of looking at options in place, or do you already have that picked out in case of fourth and goal?
Well, we have a play, you know, for fourth, and we got a couple options, and sometimes it's a run, sometimes it's a pass, and you just kind of go with your gut.
Okay. Did their run defense make you rethink what you plan to do? They had been weak against the run defense, but they were pretty stout.
Well, they did a good job. Good job going into the game. You know, 4 weeks ago, they were one of the best teams against the run, so they've got the ability to play pretty good.